Welcome to the selfgrowth.com show. My name is David Ricklin, and I'm the founder of selfgrowth.com. Today, we'll be discussing body confidence and body image, specifically how to practice this way of being. To help us understand this topic, I'm excited to interview Coach Stephanie Wood. Make sure to listen closely. We're going to be sharing a lot of information today that you can practice right now. Before we get started, I want to take a couple of minutes and share some information about Stephanie. After a successful career as a professional dancer and choreographer, Stephanie applied her education and professional experience to train others as a personal trainer, podcast leader, and body confidence life coach. During her career as a choreographer, dance exercise group instructor, and personal trainer, her clients and students approached her with the same persistent issues with their bodies. Too fat, too thin, too weak, too strong, too clumsy, too awkward, too lumpy, too bumpy, too. And now her clients come to her to understand how to practice body confidence done partly with their body knowledge system. At first, people came to her because they wanted to lose weight and change their body shape. As their coaching experience progressed, it became apparent to her that her clients really wanted to change the way they feel with their body, the way they related to their body. When a client truly wants to feel their personal body confidence, they begin to understand how a relationship between their body and themselves can be practiced and expressed. This is done with the body knowledge system created by Coach Stephanie Wood for clients. Listening to her clients' body confidence and body image concerns, she realized the traditional approach to diet and exercise wasn't as effective as a whole body holistic approach. She created her body knowledge system to enhance and give her clients the practices they can incorporate into their movement schedules daily. Her focus shifted to having her clients befriend their bodies so that the two worked, or excuse me, really played together for their mutual benefit. Now she coaches her clients to relate to their bodies in a different way, to consider them as a source of support and pleasure rather than as a burden. I'd like you to also jot down her website, because you're going to want to follow up with her and take a look at some of the things she's doing. It's bodyawe.com. All right, make sure you got that down, bodyawe.com. You can also call her toll free at 1-866-76-COACH, COACH. That is 866-76-COACH. COACH. Leave a date and a good time to meet by phone. Leave your cell phone number. She's in Eastern Standard Time. She'll reply and you can make a date for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, David.
All right. Good to hear. We got a lot of material to cover today, so we're going to jump right in. We're talking about body confidence and body image today. What exactly do you mean by body confidence?
Well, it has occurred to me over the past couple years, and especially with myself, that when I acknowledge that I have a relationship with my body and I practice having that relationship, just like I have a relationship with you and other people, my body confidence becomes something that truly exists. So as soon as I stop treating my body as a separate entity, this body confidence process begins.
Okay, that's interesting. So let's hear a little bit more about how this body confidence and body image work together.
Well, imagine yourself as an actor on a stage, David. Okay. And you're walking on stage, but before you come from behind the curtain, body image starts to work in your mind, and you might get trepidatious about going out on stage. And because body image is when you're worrying about what other people think about you and how they will look at you. So body confidence becomes apparent when you move your body. So as you walk on that stage and you feel the audience clapping for you, and you're moving your body, that's when body confidence begins to happen.
All right, now, how does body confidence, so I can see what you're saying, so how does body confidence differ from just regular confidence?
It really doesn't. all confidence, whether you call it body confidence or confidence, begins in our bodies. It's the expression of who we are.
All right, that's an interesting perspective. So how does one acquire, how do you get this body confidence?
You buy it in the closest Walmart that you can.
I like it.
Well, as soon as you begin to have a relationship with your body, just like having a conversation with her. How do you feel? What do you think we want to do today? Talk to her like you would talk to a real person. Because body confidence disappears when you disassociate yourself. You become disconnected with your body.
All right. So it sounds like it's really a matter, and a key piece is staying connected.
Yes, and most of us, myself included, I have days when I'm completely estranged from my body. She's talking to me, she's telling me, well, I really don't want to do blah, 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 and I'm going, oh yeah, we are, that kind of thing.
Right, okay. Now, when you're not practicing body confidence or this connectivity, what happens?
You're miserable. And usually the clients that I work with, what happens is, the dreams that they want to do, the workplace that they want to work in, all of that becomes not working out so well. You have to start with yourself and your own body confidence.
All right. It sounds like a lot of things are really tied into this body confidence. So have you run into this problem in your coaching practice with a lot of people?
Yes, because in fact, most of my clients, when they come to me, they're completely unaware that they're not acknowledging their body's intelligence. So when they usually come to me to create better entrepreneurial businesses and things as such. But after a few sessions, they suddenly see that if they do have that relationship with their bodies, and I have different tools and techniques from my body knowledge system to help them see that and feel that.
Well, what's interesting to me is a lot of people, and I include myself, aren't necessarily thinking about this connection, this kind of the body knowledge, this connection you're talking about, your body confidence, this connection. And it's not something that they necessarily are conscious or would be thinking of. And what I find interesting is this whole concept of, in essence, what you're looking to do is connect them and ending this estrangement. So how does your body knowledge system process? So take us through this. How does your body knowledge system process end this estrangement and kind of reunite your clients to facilitate you? Because you're kind of bringing somebody together as a whole self. So how does it work to reunite your clients to facilitate kind of this natural, what you're describing as authentic body confidence?
Well, I'll give you an example of one of my former clients, Sophia. And she's a lawyer. She was working on a major case, and it was her turn to present her side of the case. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she was anxious. She was trepidatious. She was just totally not feeling well. So we brought in the body knowledge system. I just brought in one piece of it, which is what I call the body knowledge styles. And there are four of them. One is organized, another is spontaneous, another is analytical, and the fourth one is inspirational. So I asked her in this courtroom, in this environment of presenting herself with her body to her colleagues, which style did she think would help her present the case in the manner that she saw fit? Mm-hmm. And she immediately said, spontaneous. She said, if I'm going to be analytical about it, I'm going to get nervous. If I'm too organized about it, I'm going to get nervous. So being spontaneous and walking in front of her colleagues made all the difference, because she did it in a way that was her way of doing it, her style. So that's just one tool and technique from the body knowledge system.
So that's an interesting approach. So in terms of the style, so the four you mentioned are organized, spontaneous, analytical, and inspirational.
Very good. Thank you.
And it sounds like one of the focuses is for people to kind of get in touch with their body style. Mm-hmm. And that's a piece of this whole puzzle of really understanding what it is and being in touch with it. Is that accurate?
That's perfect. You're doing great.
Okay. I like the concept. I'm thinking out loud for myself, but I would imagine that in different situations that might change.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great point. Thank you for adding that.
That you're not always, to be connected, you don't always have to be organized or spontaneous or analytical or inspirational, that sometimes one works well with you and sometimes another works well with you. And it's a matter of understanding who you are and getting that connection.
And it's a practical way to practice.
Uh-huh.
And so out of knowing your style, you become more confident and everything is good.
Okay. Now, I know one of the things that you've created is this body confidence check-in quiz. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that works?
Well, how that works is, I'm going to give you a link today. How it works is, it's a way, there are four or five questions, I believe, and it's a way to discern where you are being challenged with your body confidence. You're feeling a little off. So there are multiple choice questions, and it takes you about 5 minutes at most. And in this way, you can discern for yourself where your challenges are, so that when you contact me, we have a place to start from.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the best way for someone? I know your main website we talked about earlier is bodyawe.com. What's the main way for someone to get the quiz?
The quiz, just take your time. I'm going to say this slowly. The link is www.bodyawe.com/body-confidence-check, check, IN, bodyawe.com/body-confidence-check-in. And as soon as you do take it, you will receive an autoresponder from me, and then we'll make a time to meet.
Okay, sounds good. Now, I know we've been talking body confidence, body image, really the connection and kind of bringing them together. If someone wants to work with you, wants to contact you, wants to find out more about your system, what's the best approach? Should they just go directly to the website? Is there info to contact you? What should they do next?
Well, on the front page, I would like them to contact me with some questions on my contact page. And at the same time, my body knowledge system is a playbook. So you can purchase that for a couple dollars. And that will start to give you some insight. There's some ebooks on the site. And everything revolves around having a better relationship with your body so you can bring your talents out into the world and be happy, at least most of the time.
Okay. I like the concept. What's interesting to me is there's so many issues around body image and confidence and body confidence these days. And it's been a growing concern. And, you know, I have two teenagers and one a son in 20s, a teenage daughter. And I see how these images kind of permeate our culture now. And it's really makes a significant change to be able to have this body confidence that you're talking about. And it's been a challenge for a lot of folks. As I said, part of it's cultural, part of it's the relationship. And it sounds like the key is really the relationship you have with yourself and with your body. And that seems like the kind of the key focus of what you do. Is that an accurate assessment?
It is accurate, and it really comes from my own personal experiences with my clients coming through a dance background and fitness background. And, you know, I had people around me all the time, like you said in the introduction, who keep going, I'm too fat, too thin, too weak, blah, 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 blah. So I knew that that was the course I was to take.
All right. Sounds like a good approach, and I know you've been working with and helping a lot of people. Any final words for our listeners today before we finish up?
Well, I really enjoyed this conversation. This is something that's very dear to my heart. When you contact me, we have a complimentary conversation. There's no sales pressure or anything like that, and you'll find out more about yourself.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Stephanie, I want to thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you coming on here. And I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Just a reminder, it's bodyawe.com. You can also call her toll-free at 1-866-76-COACH, C-O-A-C-H. That is 866-76-COACH, C-O-A-C-H. Leave a date and a good time to meet by phone. Leave your cell phone number. She's in Eastern Standard Time. She'll reply, and you can make a date for an uplifting body confidence coaching experience. So thanks again for everybody, and I want to wish everybody great success in all areas of your life. We'll talk to everybody soon.
Thank you.